It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, October 28th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. And please remember, stick with us after the break. Details on Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness. Topic number 5 today, COVID. New York City fights back. Not surprisingly, the city appealing a judge's ruling Monday that reinstated city workers fired for refusing the city's vaccine mandate. The Staten Island Supreme Court judge calling the ruling capricious and unconstitutional. However, at least two city workers who showed up for work on Tuesday morning turned away, told to go home pending the city's appeal. Meanwhile, the government of Australia now appears to recognize that the jabs weren't as safe and effective as promised. Australia, which imposed some of the harshest lockdowns in the free world, built quarantine camps, forcibly imprisoning citizens, mandated this vaccine, but now they are offering to cover the funeral expenses of those who died from the jab. Sadly, this is not parody. This is an actual screen cap on the screen behind me from a department website for the government of Australia. They are implementing a claims process so eligible claimants who received an approved and mandated COVID-19 vaccine can obtain compensation for recognized moderate to severe vaccine-related adverse events, end quote. And this includes funeral expenses for those who died. This is a remarkable admission, but you have to dig a bit to find this. Certainly the corporate media not reporting on this story. And one other news bit related to COVID, a voter analytics firm, PredictWise, harvested location data from tens of millions of U.S. cell phones during the initial COVID lockdown months and used this data to assign a COVID-19 decree violation score to the people associated with those phones. These COVID-19 decree violation scores were calculated by analyzing nearly 2 billion GPS pings to get real-time, ultra-granular location patterns, and people who were on the go more often than their neighbors were assigned a higher COVID-19 decree violation score. This was then combined with survey data to help Democrats target Republicans who were more concerned about COVID-19. According to PredictWise, this is how Senator Mark Kelly, Democrat, was elected in Arizona. Kind of chilling to realize that this kind of data is being collected without our knowledge and presumably without our consent. Topic number 4, reaping the whirlwind. Russian President Vladimir Putin scolded the West during a speech on Thursday for playing what he called a dangerous, bloody, and dirty geopolitical game, but said that ultimately the U.S. and the West would have to talk to Russia. This was at a meeting of the Valdai Discussion Club in Moscow, a Kremlin-aligned discussion group. Putin said the West has been blinded by colonialism, had helped incite the conflict in Ukraine, and was seeking to stoke a crisis over Taiwan to enforce global dominance. According to Putin, those who sow the wind will reap the whirlwind. Now, journalists who reported on this failed to note that this is a quote from Hosea chapter 8, verse 7. But Putin is a smart man. He certainly knows where this quote came from, and he also recognizes, I'm sure, that this verse is in the context of the prophet Hosea's condemnation of the northern tribes, the 10 northern tribes of Israel, and their adoption of paganism, rejecting God, Yahweh, in favor of the cult of the golden calf, which Jeroboam set up at Bethel and Dan. What makes this story especially interesting is a report from Newsweek that Putin has been named chief exorcist by the Russian Orthodox Church, as the Kremlin is now redefining its role in Ukraine. Alexei Pavlov, who's Assistant Secretary of the Security Council of the Russian Federation, is now calling for the de-Satanization of Ukraine, saying that Ukraine is now home to hundreds of sects that have rejected Orthodox, by which he means Russian Orthodox Church, values. Pavlov said he's particularly concerned about the Church of Satan, which allegedly spread across Ukraine, and according to Pavlov, well, and he's not wrong about this, one of the officially registered religions in the United States. Here in the United States, it is acknowledged as a religious group. On Tuesday this week, Patriarch Kirill, giving the story some credibility, the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, called Putin a fighter against the Antichrist or chief exorcist. Kirill said that Putin is fighting against the manifestation of globalism and, quote, the name of the one who will claim global power will be associated with the end of the world, end quote. Kirill is not entirely wrong about this. Western globalists, such as Klaus Schwab and his allies in the World Economic Forum, are trying to build the infrastructure for the global kingdom of Antichrist. However, casting Vladimir Putin as the defender of Christendom, not entirely correct either. But as Christians, we need to watch, be wise as serpents while we're being gentle as doves. Topic number three, Chinese robot dogs. The same week that China's leader Xi Jinping got a third term as Secretary General of the Chinese Communist Party, thus elevating him to the level and status of Mao Zedong, a Chinese military contractor showed off a video demonstrating terrifying new military technology right out of the dystopic sci-fi television program Black Mirror, showing a robot attack dog that can be delivered by drone. This video, Fox News reporting on this, but it's also elsewhere on the web, showed the, this came from the verified Weibo account of a company called Kestrel Defense Bloodwing. Charming name. This defense contractor shows a drone hovering over a building and then dropping off the robot on the roof. A Kestrel, by the way, is a small falcon that can hover while it searches for prey. After the drone flies away, the robot gets up on four legs and begins looking for targets. According to a report from Warzone, the weapon mounted on the robot dog is possibly a Chinese QBB-97 light machine gun, which can fire 650 rounds per minute at an effective range of about 1,200 feet. Description of the robot posted by Kestrel Defense Bloodwing, translated to English, boasts that the weapon can easily be used to launch a surprise attack. So Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis points out, this is the geopolitical foe that we face. Again, we commend you to Colonel McGinnis's new book, Kings of the East, available from Skywatch TV. Topic number two, the CIA and woolly mammoths. Believe it or not, the CIA, among others, such as Peter Thiel, co-founder of PayPal, Tony Robbins, believe it or not, Paris Hilton, the CIA now investing in a company that wants to bring back the woolly mammoth. Biotechnology company Colossal Biosciences, trying to use modern genetic technology to reconstruct, rebuild, bring back, resurrect, whatever word you want to use, the woolly mammoth. This funding coming from the CIA's nonprofit venture capital firm InQtel. On September 22nd, after news of this got out, InQtel was compelled to publish a blog post saying, we're not really interested in bringing back the woolly mammoth, just the technology that would make it possible. Oh, well, that's all right then. What can possibly go wrong? Coming up, Liz Truss Chew Toys. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
So the warfare is expanding, folks, in our midst. We can talk about all kinds of things these days. Nephilim and aliens and all of these things. And I go, okay, but there's something right in front of us, pressing right now, impacting our children, our youth, impacting the adults in the church. And it's turning people into zombies. And we need to wake up. We need to walk in ultimate reality. Ultimately, it boils down to this. It's the same thing going back to what happened to me when I got saved. Why did I leave those things behind? Because suddenly I opened my eyes and I saw reality. And one of the biggies was I recognized that there is a day of judgment. There is a hell. There is eternal consequences. And so as the church reclaims the fear of the Lord, and we can't pass on the fear of the Lord to others unless we're walking in it ourselves. Satan is stepping in. He's using technology. He's using media. He's using chemicals and drugs. He's using false spirituality. He's using everything he can, again, to cause society to be that society that's just walking off a cliff. I think this is actually an issue that is emerging as one of the premier issues at the forefront of pastoral ministry in the days that we're living in.
Yeah. ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for SkyWatch TV's Dynamite Fall Special Offer. We proudly announce the Global Acceleration Special Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the brand new book from critically acclaimed best-selling author Pastor Carl Gallup's The Yeshua Protocol, An Explosion of Divine Revelation for Our Unique Generation. The new book by internationally esteemed Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East, China's Plan to Eliminate America and Impose a Communist World Order. And the groundbreaking new book from legendary author Terry James, Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, featuring contributions from Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and several others. In the new book, The Yeshua Protocol, Carl Gallup's takes you on a whirlwind tour through the scripture like you've never experienced. Discover the undeniable Yeshua codes buried within the pages of the Old Testament. Learn the inescapable reality that every living cell in creation is encoded with the very name of God. And be shocked when you see what has been secretly lying within the pages of the Bible that allows you to see Yeshua as you've never before fathomed him. Also included in the Global Acceleration Special Collection is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East. This incredible new work reveals how the Chinese Communist Party is using highly malevolent tools to seize control over Western society with plans for global domination, how they are rapidly seizing the lead on most emergent technologies worldwide, how Beijing is using 9 different political maneuvers to reset the world economy for their advantage, and what the U.S. and its Western allies must do to sideline Beijing's radical New World Order ambition. But that's not all. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented new masterpiece by legendary authors Terry James, Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and others demonstrate unequivocally how deceivers and demonic influences are destroying this generation through reprobate thinking. Find out why the insanity of the so-called woke groups, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment, and provides in-depth analysis on emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out on these vivid end-of-the-age works. The Global Acceleration Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one this week, yes, Liz Truss Chew Toys. The same week that saw Liz Truss replaced by Rishi Sunak as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom after serving just 6 weeks in office, the shortest serving Prime Minister in UK history, we learned that one man who bet a bunch of money on Truss serving a little bit longer as Prime Minister is now trying to recalculate and recalibrate. Gentleman put out £3,500, that's about $4,000 US, to create the Liz Truss dog toys. Now found that they were delivered the same week that she decided to step down. Dave Farquharson, he creates Funny Designs dog toys as a side hustle, but he's left holding the bag after getting hundreds of these toys created in China and sent to him, only for them to arrive just as the former prime minister stepped down. Farquharson said, well, when she resigned, I thought, oh, bleeping bleep, here we go. It made the whole thing even more ridiculous and funny. But the truth is, this probably makes these even more valuable than they would have been otherwise. So you never know. When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. SkyWatch TV's fall virtual conference getting ready to launch in just 1 week. 2 dozen presentations from cutting-edge speakers and researchers like Tom Horn, Pastor Carl Gallup's, New York Times best-selling author Joel Richardson, Pastor Casper McLeod, now part of the lineup, the aforementioned Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, many others. You get a complete list of all the speakers, too many for me to list here, but as a free added bonus, when you sign up, you get free access to 6 feature-length documentary films from SkyWatch Films, including the award-winning Silent Cry and Inhuman, the next and final phase of Man is Here, and the new one, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, which is based on Tom Horn's best-selling book, The Wormwood Prophecy. Is asteroid Apophis the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 8 and Wormwood, that giant flaming rock from the sky? Find out, sign up, and get access to all of this video content beginning November 4th. You'll have 90 days access beginning November 4th, and you set the conference schedule. You decide who to watch, what to watch, and when to watch it during that period. You'll find out more and find a place online to sign up now at DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. This week, we're in the middle of a series of four programs based on three brand new books from Defender Publishing. This week, the feature is The Yeshua Protocol by Pastor Carl Gallups, one of the featured speakers for the Defender Conference, Exposing the Darkness, in which Carl shares just a startling discovery by science recently that the name of God is encoded into your DNA. Every strand in every cell. That's more than 3 trillion, if biologists are correct. Find out more by watching this week's SkyWatch TV program. It is posted at skywatchtv.com. You can also watch it over the air. Our broadcast schedule is posted at the website as well, skywatchtv.com/channels. And you can watch it right now on Roku or Apple TV. If you've got those on your set-top box, make sure you've got the SkyWatch TV app or channel added to Roku or Apple TV. You can also bring it right into your smartphone or tablet, bypass big tech, take it right from our servers to your devices. This is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and absolutely free. To make things easy, we have a link to the app stores for your device right at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watching. Have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.